would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might want to stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Oh, well, I didn't know any of that.
Well, that's what I've been trying to say the whole time.
Graceful fade out. Welcome to St. John Forward Radio. This is quarantined edition. The radio station has been, the whole university, I think, has been shut down because of coronavirus, so we're recording live from my living room. Some of you are on Facebook watching us. If you're making a comment, we can't see it because it's across from the room.
Are there people watching? That's not possible.
There's seven people.
Is there seven
That's
people?
Impossible.
Seven
Damn,
people.
This is record numbers for you.
Nobody's watching it.
We can't see your comments.
These are all Russian bots.
I don't know if I can get...
Call in if you can see our comments.
Yeah, I don't think I can get the comments on my phone. We don't have that technology. So.
Jamie, pull it up on the big screen.
Whatever you're saying, it's been lost.
It's all just the N-word over and over again.
Man, I hope so.
I think that's Matt Copeland
we're
in
supposed
there.
To be unleashed.
There's probably
oh, then it definitely is the N-word over and over again. That's great.
Yeah. Phil Smith is doing his Trump impression. Like 5 years ago.
So I've got Arif Hussein on my left. Brian Godso on my right. If you don't know your directions, that's these ones. In case you couldn't tell which was which,
you gotta hold up your hands and look for the one.
This one's the RF, and this is the Brian.
You gotta hold up your hands and see which one makes the shape of an L, because that's what John just did to figure that out. That's, unless you can see it, in which case the moving on.
I don't know if the microphone picked that up or not, but if you have more
you
sound effects, just hold it up to the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have an intro planned. I spend all the time poorly trying to... I was going to do a webcam on the laptop.
It's quite the setup, man. This is pretty sweet, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
We'll have to do a test, like, when everything isn't on the line, like what's happening now.
What is on the line?
Everything. Look at there's up double digits viewers. We're up to 11. Oh my god.
There's no one on the line, dude.
There's people. Did you get that just for tonight?
This is my child's toy that I just found in her room. So, well, you know.
That's good. You can use that when you're on stage.
When I'm bombing.
When you're bombing. So. That sounds just like Brian's laugh.
It does exactly sound like Brian's laugh.
That uh-oh sounds like me too. Like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
So, university shut down. All of the local upcoming shows have been shut down. No Jokes Barred was supposed to be on Saturday. That's been shut down since Friday when I spoke to the owner. Comedy Time at the Five and Dime next week is canceled. Bathurst is canceled. Punchlines was canceled last weekend. But here we are, less than 6 feet apart, like a bunch of fucking idiots.
Oh, is this the problem?
I don't know. Are you guys sick?
I think, is that
Have you
the
been
problem?
Doing international traveling?
No. Okay. No, just in the mind.
Is Sussex considered to be international?
I don't think so. Right. But I don't know if the coronavirus is transmitted via cow fucking.
Can you
Wait, can I can get you a laugh there?
That is.
Can you please respond to that appropriately? What the fuck was that?
That's very hurtful.
Is there a bomb sound on that
One
thing?
Second, one second. Let me...
Be a little quicker on that next time.
Sorry.
We We would be, we're basically a morning zoo radio crew right now.
I mean, why not? I mean, all the gloves are off, man. I can say the word if I want to. Yeah. Nobody cares now. Are we supposed to be 6 feet?
Yeah.
But yeah?
No. That would screw up the live stream.
Yeah.
So this will be like the patient zero video. If like the whole comedy community gets it, this is where it
this
all
is like,
started.
Like the probably the worst way for it to spread. Like the dumbest thing to come together for. The
Can we not community. Meet in people's apartments anymore?
Well, meetings of less than 25 people, isn't it? Or
yeah, how many people do you have in your head there right now?
Oh, at least 15.
Yeah. You got just a Captain Planet of.
It's all the same racist Indian.
Hang on, I didn't get to finish the thought. John's about to shit on me for a second. Go on.
What does Captain Planet have to do with having a bunch of people?
Like, you know how Captain Planet is like a bunch love heart, you know, like a Chinese guy and like a Mexican guy, all coming together to form a superhero. That's what I was going for, but the thought fell apart in my head, and I just sort of let
it's
Brian.
15 of just the Indian kid that does heart. Like, it's just.
I don't know if our first power would be love.
Mm. He doesn't mean that Indian. He means Indian.
Mean what?
Oh, okay.
He means a kind of Indian.
Should we do a land acknowledgement just to cancel that out?
Oh man, we are definitely.
Is Bayside Drive? Yeah,
this probably is.
This whole podcast is going to be a trail of tears by the end of it. It's.
I don't know what that part is of that sound effect.
Oh, that's still the same one?
Yeah, I don't know what the end part of that
is. It sounds like a little like, or something like that.
Maybe it's like they get shot and then somebody like falls off a balcony and it's like,
Oh, yeah, that could be it. That makes more sense.
That's probably it. You should send an email to the company and ask them to explain it.
Dear Soundbites, made in, look at where this is made in.
I can't read it.
Put it close to your face. Like, really?
Made in Shenzhen, China. Oh, man, that's full of the Wuhan. That's not a thing. I don't know what that word. I just heard the word. I don't even know what it means.
You just hear that today?
A couple of days ago. So, how have your, aside from shows being canceled, any other effects on your lives?
I mean, I feel like, I was telling Brian this, I feel like I've been training for this. For my entire life, this is my Rocky moment.
Face the microphone with your face.
They can hear me.
You can look at us in the video.
It just feels very, superficial to just look at myself in the.
No, look
you know,
at
it
us.
It just looks like narcissist. Oh, look at you in the. How am I looking at you over there?
Yeah.
All right.
This is gonna play really well.
We're breaking the fourth wall here, but I feel like I've been, you know. I've been training for this all my life, you know, just be a recluse at home, beating off in the window, salute the troops as they drive by my house.
They're just standing there just like,
are the troops driving by your house? Exactly.
I'm waiting for martial law, man. This is the war that I've been finally wanting to fight, you know, just me versus my mental illnesses.
Just you.
One at a time.
Standing there with a Superman t-shirt and like a Wolverine onesie. Or briefs.
Finish the thought. Yeah, you got
just,
it.
Like, come dripping down, just like, go on, soldier. Keep marching for our freedom.
I don't know why you have to make me retarded in this situation, but it would have been perfectly fine to just make me a pervert. But you had to add an extra patina of, all right, well, I didn't know this is the kind of show that we were doing. You sort of shame people. On live.
This is not what I enjoy.
You guys like history?
I don't know. That's.
I thought we were going to be nice friend podcast.
It was, you know, and, you know, Brian always takes it to the gutter where he belongs.
By the way, that wasn't me this time. That was the.
That's Brian.
That was me.
Is it a fart or a cow?
That is. It says it puts it as whoopee. Why don't you just say fart?
That whoopee was.
That would be obscene.
Like yeah.
TV talk for sex or something. That,
yeah, that's a very old way. But who calls it whoopee? Who calls
like
a fart?
Whoopee cushion?
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Okay. Well, really, that's the only whoopee that I see. That's.
Uh-oh!
Yeah. Well.
So, you already work at home, Brian. Are you? Has your workplace been affected by the coronavirus?
Oh, yeah. They told us all to go home, take our laptops home, and...
Are you working from home now?
I am, yeah. I was working from home and taking care of the kid at the same time. I mean, men don't do enough and don't really contribute with when it comes to childcare. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I really should do my part for once and for all.
Step on Legos and yell. That's what your job is as a father, I think.
Yeah. My daughter, she put, while I was in the middle of looking through someone's logs, she's like, she walked into my... room and she said, Dad, I think there's something wrong. I said, what happened? She said, well, I was trying to melt some butter and then something happened in the microwave. The microwave's still going and there's just sparks flying out of the microwave. I said, what did you mean you would try to melt the butter? And I looked inside. She had put the whole thing of butter with the foil around it into the thing. And of course, you know, there's sparks everywhere. So I, you know, did what an understanding father could. You know, I just...
Threw
the microwave on her head and then kicked her out the window.
Well, she'll never do it again now.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Did she have lead paint on her crib as a child?
Probably, yeah. I made her crib with asbestos, actually. I had it was in Chernobyl. She was born inside a pool in Chernobyl.
Okay.
Can you push the bombing button again?
That's pretty good.
That's not the right one.
That's the one.
That's not it.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, so my work response was the president of the company sent out an email to everybody saying,
you're fired,
that
John.
If you can work from home, then you should. And then immediately, my manager was like, whoa, 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 we've got to have a call about this. And then she talked to somebody that was in between, and then it came back and was, well, you can only work from home if you can do all of your stuff. I don't want to hear any of this. I couldn't get it done because I wasn't home, which is okay. And then it's like, you know what? Never mind. Your health doesn't matter. So there's only three of us in the office, and we're pretty spread out, so... It's probably not going to be a problem.
Falls under the social gathering limit. You'll be all right.
I've got my own office because I'm a big shot, so I'm safe.
Just farting in his own chair.
Just farting and picking my nose and rubbing it on the computer.
Send Johnson in, and then you're like, Johnson, I'm going to touch your face.
Does this mean I'm fired? Yeah.
Do the face waterfalls like John Travolta.
Oh, yeah. Face off. And if that movie ended with, like, his whole family getting coronavirus and dying.
Yeah. What have I been doing?
That's the sequel.
I beat off for the first time in a long time.
How long has it been?
2 weeks. Not out of...
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Was it a particularly large load?
No, it was kind of really terrible.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't a big
small
load
after a 2 week backlog.
Yeah, I think I got something wrong with me, man. I think I'm trans or something. I don't know what's
going on. Yeah, that's what that it means. You're trans when you don't.
I don't know what's going on.
Like, well, I guess I'm a woman.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, there's something going on.
Did you start squirting instead? Like, what?
With the coronavirus stuff, they've got that online like medical thing, so you could probably Skype in with somebody about your.
Oh
your
yeah. Life.
Your small load without having to worry about going to a doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, I can show her my cum rag, too, which is an old t-shirt of mine. I can show her the
t-shirt? That's a little big for a cum load. I usually just use socks.
Well, I use it for different parts of the t-shirt because it's nice and soft, and then I sort of mop it up, and then...
How long do you save this t-shirt before you wash it?
Well, it's been a while. This was the fresh version of that t-shirt, so it's been, like, it's been washed,
but now
it's just got one tiny... First load is in the right armpit, and then, like, I move around the t-shirt, right?
Man, I hope it's just, like, a Due South t-shirt. It's just got Paul Gross's...
No, I'm a large proponent of, like, when I go to bed, just take off the socks right next to the bed so that they're within reach as needed. And then, like, you've got a new pair of socks the next day, so you rotate through them. There's never more than one load in a pair of socks.
You don't pick the one go-to sock?
No.
Like, with
it's
the
whatever
right...
I was wearing the day before.
Now, okay, so one second. So, is the sock on the penis and...
No, or... it's just held in front of the penis like a washcloth.
Are you on the bed, lying down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lying down, and you just... like a catcher's mitt.
Okay, on top. Got it.
Like, for the end.
Right. But you're not doing this. You're not, like, with the...
No, I'm not actually fucking the sock. That's not comfortable.
No, that's... that. I mean, if it was, like, a comfortable sock, that's why I asked of this texture.
I don't have any socks that are more comfortable than my bare hand.
That's true, too. That's that was... point. Return serve. Good job.
I like to use a plastic shopping bag because that way my seat can be a part of the ocean forever.
I don't think that's how it works, man.
Yeah, that's...
No, I pushed the bomb button. Yeah, that was bad.
We need to get Captain Planet in here for that bag pollution.
Yeah. Yeah.
Power of totes.
standing in his fucking underwear in his Captain Planet shirt, handing out, like, reusable bags in front of the Soviets.
Yeah, he's got one of those.
There's, like, six kids standing around him, like, this is it.
He's got a lopsided haircut with a little bit of, like, purple at the ends, maybe. You know, got one of those, like, clear frame glasses.
Instead of the mullet, he's, like, lopsided.
That's right. He's got, like, one little bit, like, ironic tattoos, perhaps, like, of a pizza, maybe.
Yeah, he's got, like, a bunch of music notes on his neck.
That's right. There's a very specific...
What song do you think the musical notes neck tattoo? Just notes or, like, with bars and it's an actual...
Yeah, because it would need to be a conversation piece, like, perhaps at a, you know, at some sort of microbrewery, you know, that... you know, someone asks, what's the tattoo about?
Is Zelda's Lullaby from Ocarina of Time, yeah.
Oh my god, I love that game.
Greatest game of all
time. Like, in his head, he's thinking some, like, hot chick girl would be like, oh my god, I love that game, let me suck your penis.
Like, her panties just fall off.
Or, well, if it's Ocarina, do you think it would be, like, the three directions, like, the prompt on the screen, or just actual, like, music notes?
It's like, the bars, and it's, like, D-pad directions, and, like, the letter Y in different places, and
that's one. Yeah, the music video, the video game music's probably one option, but, like, do you what would be, like, a real, like, is there hipsters that are super into, like, classical music? Would they have, like, whatever the music of, like, dun 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 dun?
No,
it's just the words dun 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 dun.
They're like, why does your neck say duh duh duh? No.
Duh duh duh. Did we need rock? Oh, are you on the spectrum? No.
This is classical. It's very fancy.
Got a chest tattoo in that gothic gang front that says Beethoven, bitch.
What?
Because he's.
Yeah, no, it's it was. I feel like everyone's like, you know, I'm glad. Everyone's like, you should be reading more and things like that. But I am genuinely concerned about how much beating off I will do during this time. I hope it's not a lot.
Changed? What are you going? What would you normally have gone to that you're not going to anymore?
It's actually the opposite. It's what I'm going to. What I'm going to now that I didn't, like, yesterday. I watched a guy fight the final boss in God of War for. I am not kidding you. For 45 minutes, I watched that.
Is that what,
like,
you were jerking off to?
I have no idea. Yes, that's exactly what I was jerking off to.
You always make fun of Brian for watching Twitch streams. You seem to watch Twitch a lot.
I've entered the Rubicon. I've entered the Shimmer, you know, in Annihilation, you know, when she when she goes into that bubble and there's
the Shimmer's just like retro games done quick.
Man, I watched Dark Souls last night for about like a half hour. Like,
oh, you
a guy
can watch me play Dark Souls on my YouTube channel.
I was kind of into it for some reason.
You don't even play video games.
I can't play video games. I'm terrible at it. I have no idea.
I remember the other night when you were playing Doom at my place.
It was terrible.
Like, what's going on here? What is this?
The last video game I played was Tekken. That was the last thing I played. That was like 12 years ago. Yeah,
that's
terrible.
That's
a good one. Nah, I'm no good at it.
I don't get that. Like, I've watched a couple of times. Like, if a new game is coming out, I'll watch like a video game website, kind of do like a preview of it and kind of talk over it, but just to see if I would like it. But I don't.
John
watch
is
it for
to
the
video games like Neo is to new skills. You know, in the Matrix, like I need to learn this immediately, and he just gets. You know, he just gets the information immediately, and
he just plugs
understands.
Like a cord in the back of his neck, and he's like, "I know how to play Doom now."
That's how quickly he learns. I saw the process happen.
Whoa,
like right in front
of me.
I
know Doom. I know Doom too.
Like everyone in that when we were playing in your living room was bumbling around. And then I just handed the controller over to John, and like Mozart at the keys, he immediately directed traffic. It was quite wonderful.
It was all synapses firing.
I wasn't even the
connected.
Best person in the room.
You were 100%
the best. Like, I don't even see demons and characters anymore. I just see, I don't just see the ones and zeros.
Yeah, that's all he sees. He just sees code.
I don't know how to play Doom very good.
100%.
I was running around in circles. I was just hugging a wall looking for the next part to get to. And falling into the green poison.
Disagree. Agree to disagree. That's the one!
Yeah, I don't know if that's picking up on the video, but...
Yeah.
There's a little something for everybody. You're going to have to rewatch or re-listen to the audio version. I will. I'll take the good audio and sync it up with the video eventually.
Yeah.
People want to know the.
Just go into
process.
The production process. Really dig into the production.
Yeah, using SoundForge.
Man, I wonder how much of this podcast is going to be you describing how good this podcast is going to.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful.
I know the most about podcasts.
I know everything. Yeah.
It's going to be slightly better produced than the average 4-story Waco.
Come on,
what
man.
What does that fucking mean?
I don't know. He's throwing shit.
It means
throwing
that you don't,
shade.
That you'll release an episode that has 20 minutes of only one person and you don't even notice.
That's when he goes to the other room to get his laptop so he can show me a thing. That's
No, that happens too, but when the mic dies and it goes out without even noticing.
Oh, that one episode?
Yeah, one episode. He just hangs on.
And the blaring music at the beginning
that's
10 times louder than
the... You don't like that fucking track, man? That track is...
Yeah, I like the track, but it's... You have to even it out. The music's supposed to be this like in the same ballpark.
Not all of us can have rap songs about us. our fucking podcast.
He's so extreme. John is a cool guy. He's a cool dude. He is a great artist. Everyone loves him.
No matter what happens, he's probably gonna kill. Presenting John Forward.
He's amazing. Shut up, idiot. That's you, Funk.
Oh, man. Oh, so,
yeah, what are you doing that's different? Are you guys...
Not much. The show's getting canceled, but I don't know. We're doing this. Me and Brian went to the movies yesterday.
What'd you watch?
Invisible Man.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was the theaters? Packed? No.
No, there wasn't
there was
many
like,
people.
Nobody...
I don't...
There's like four other people in that theater.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's just... Is that... Or, well, is that like the big movie? Is that
yeah, I think that
one?
Was the hit before before
well, Sunday afternoons usually not terribly busy at the movie theater anyway, but this is probably less so. I just read that at least Universal is going to be putting like all of their movies going forward on like video on demand at the same time they come out in theaters.
Yeah.
How's that working? Are they putting that on their own service or are they licensing that?
Probably out? Just the usual spots.
Oh, right, like you just buy it off Google Play or Apple or whatever.
Yeah, you can rent it or whatever. The Invisible Man's coming out. I don't know what else.
Is that the H.G. Wells book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it like a modern retelling
of
the...
It's basically like...
It's like a abusive relationship.
Yeah, she
is that what the original book is about?
No. It's just the concept. There's an invisible man in it, and that's probably
that's how I feel sometimes.
Reference. Well, this would probably be good for you. She tries to leave her husband, and he doesn't take the rejection well, so he turns invisible to gaslight her.
That's the most expensive gaslighting I think I've ever seen.
As in of you?
No, as in like what he goes through in order to accomplish it.
And this isn't a spoiler because it shows in the trailer that there's an actual invisible man and that she's not crazy. But
So it's
He like invents an invisible man suit to specifically.
Oh yeah, it's
gaslight.
That Elizabeth Moss is in it.
Yeah,
she's got nice big titties. Careful
words.
They're good.
They're fine. I wouldn't call them big.
They're nice. Like, they're nice and like good.
They're probably
nice
A
size
or B
titties.
Cups.
No, man.
Peggy's tatas.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, just look up
Are you
going to
find a
Elizabeth
photo
Moss
of Elizabeth Moss' breasts?
And look at...
wait, hold on. Let's just ask.
Yeah. Don't...
What? Why is this not working?
This is great
radio. 20
minutes of just one person.
What size... Oh, no. Call somebody.
Amazing.
All right.
Is John a retard?
Okay, here's what I found online. Take a look.
Number one search, athletic activities for children who are mentally retarded. From 2012, from NBR, stop using retard as an insult. 2012, Brian, get with the time.
It just brings up John's LinkedIn profile.
Let me ask the real question. Shut up. What's Elizabeth Moss's bra size?
Yeah. I don't...
Okay, here's what I found online.
Hmm. Oh,
let's
wait.
Let's take a look.
Celebrityinside.com body measurements.
I'm glad there's a whole site
dedicated
to that.
This is the creepiest website that exists.
Just look at titties, man.
I don't want this. Hold on.
Why are you looking at this?
Hold on. Wait.
What is a zodiac sign? Look at that. Look at that picture.
Just go direct to tits. Where's the tit section?
Oh, wait. No, wait. Body 33.
What are you looking at?
I don't know.
What is it? You're looking at sponsored ads?
John's using the internet for nefarious means.
Oh, yeah. Not surprising.
Yeah, I don't know.
That does work. You can hear. I can hear it. I watched briefly.
Okay. So the question that was posed earlier, May, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to.
Okay.
Have I ever come on your face? I'm not sure.
Do I have to say?
No.
Yes.
Well,
that would be a yes. That would be a yes.
That's a hard yes.
That is a 100%.
Probably only like once or twice.
Yeah, that's a John Ford Radio exclusive right there.
It's not a regular move, at least, I don't think. No. It doesn't reach that far.
That's not like a Wednesday thing?
Not these days.
Oh! There's a button for that.
So, RF, why don't you tell us about your new project?
What?
This new thing that you're working on. You posted on your Facebook the other day.
Oh, that. It was just an attempt to sort of, I don't know. I just felt like I needed to do something different, strange, I guess.
Yeah.
Just to make a document of what exactly I watched over the next...
Just in case anybody wants to follow what movies RF watches, we've got the first review.
The first two, yeah. I just did two.
Hang on. Well, there are star reviews.
Oh, there's a new one. You must have done this since this afternoon. Just as a taste, why don't you read it yourself? Read your review of Sidney Lumet's The Verdict.
It's Sidney Lumet.
Is it? Okay. I just assumed it was...
Lumet.
I don't know. I've never heard it said out loud before.
Sidney Lumet's most understated and therefore best film. David Mamet's writing doesn't have its usual sing-songy machismo dripping through it, and so Lumet's just allowed to use Paul Newman's face and changes in lighting to drive the story to that final scene with the ringing telephone.
You didn't put much emotion into that.
Right? Way to spoil the ending, by the way. The telephone rings? I didn't need to know that.
It doesn't really say anything. The telephone doesn't mean anything.
What was the star rating? Because there was like a movie at the bottom. What we got here? Crazy.
These are from
Ishtar. Wait, Ishtar gets 3 stars.
Yeah, I like Ishtar.
Now down to the bottom. Fucking 500 Days of Summer, just one. It's not terrible. A fan.
Why was that your? That's your first one. So you watched 500
Days
of Summer.
That was in 2010. Right. That was 10 years ago.
You watched. That was the first one. So this is the one that inspired you to sign up for this thing.
Yeah.
What can you walk us through that process?
Well, my friend,
you just watched 500 Days of Summer. I need to sign up for MUBI.
I need to tell everyone.
No, it was my friend Jason and I who were. He's not on Facebook, and I always like the movies that he watches. So it was a way for me to keep up with what he was watching and to get to get his thought process about movies that he watches, and to read the things that, because I don't really get to talk to him a lot. So he just sort of spends his time on this sort of abandoned part of the internet. So
this is like your way of putting your hand on the glass at the prison wall.
Exactly. I'm in a Turkish prison. Exactly. I'm showing him my breasts. And exactly. And he's beating off on the other side.
Your titties are the star rating you gave to 500 Days of Summer.
That's right. That's right, Brian. You understand?
What is 500 Days of Summer about? I've never seen it.
It is Zoe Desh. Yeah, it's like Zoe Desh. It's like she's this. It was the first. It was the start of that. What was that?
Crazy pixie.
Manic pixie dream girl. Yeah. Trope that comes from that movie.
May, so you're rolling your eyes. Do you have input?
Nope.
No. That's because May is a real life manic pixie dream girl.
Oh, that's where the trope came from in the movies, where there's like she's a quirky girl that makes the guy go crazy and whatever that is. But that's where I think it started from. I mean, there have been different versions of that in Woody Allen films. Like Manhattan has a, what's her name? Diane Keaton in...
Diane Keaton's like that in every Woody Allen movie, though, really.
Yeah, but that was the one that, if you wanted to even look back even further...
Yeah.
Like Diane Keaton in that was exactly like that. But it...
Was Manhattan before Annie Hall?
Don't know. I don't... I think so. I think they were all in the run of the same, like Hannah and her sisters, Manhattan and Annie Hall came all one by another. But was the latest, like that.
Pretty much, yeah.
That era of the.
I don't know if I'm aware of the movie Manhattan. It's not. I haven't seen many Woody Allen movies.
It's a black and white film.
I think I've only seen a couple of them. I've seen Annie Hall. I've seen. I saw Zelig in university.
Zelig is great, man. That's a great
sociology class. I downloaded that. I was going to.
You'd like it. It's like it's a mockumentary where Woody Allen just shows up in different parts of history, just as Woody Allen. it's really funny.
We watched it in the context that we watched it in sociology class was just people that kind of take on the characteristics of the people that are around you. So like there's scenes of him with like different kinds of people, and he just like turns into that. I don't remember much about it, but there's a scene where he's with a bunch of Brian Godsoes, and he just all of a sudden blows up and becomes a big fat guy. Is that something that happens?
He just walks into like a...
Maybe, I don't know.
And I think there's a scene where he's hanging out with like a bunch of Hasidic Jews,
yes,
and all of a sudden
the curls
come down, and he's got the hat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think...
Is there a scene where he's wearing striped pajamas?
Possibly.
He ends up in like Hitler's bunker at one point.
Oh, really?
Funny. It's very funny.
That's actually pretty funny.
It's a docu. He's a time traveling guy who just finds himself in these strange, a shapeshifter.
Does he interact with people in history? Or?
Yes. Yeah. But it's all like documentary footage.
Okay.
But him interacting with documentary footage. It's strange, but yeah, you'd like it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I saw one of the more recent ones. I forget which one it was. I think Alec Baldwin had a small part in it. I think he's been in a few of them, though.
So yeah.
Midnight in Paris?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, I saw
Midnight in Paris.
Annie Hall and Midnight in Paris and Zelig might be the only ones I've seen.
Alec Baldwin isn't in Midnight in Paris. So.
Yeah, you're right. That was Owen Wilson.
Yeah. The other broad. Whatever her name
is.
It doesn't matter. So it's not a project, necessarily. It's a way for me to keep in... My friend Jason is still on that abandoned part of the internet, and he messaged me the other day. He emailed me, and He's like, hey, man, what are you doing? And, you know, and we talked about movies, and I looked him up again, and he'd watched all these movies that I'd never seen or never heard of. And so I decided that might be a good way to sort of keep in touch with him.
All right, buddy. You know?
I just called it project because I wanted to be condescending and make fun of you, but you gave a too reasonable of an answer.
You know, you can be condescending. I don't mind. You can take the piss. I get it. It's kind of stupid. It feels like self-important. Here's what I'm doing. I get it.
Yeah, just in case you want to follow the adventures of film scholar Arif Hussein.
Yeah. I get what it looks like.
You could just call him.
Yeah, but he doesn't really talk on the phone. He's kind of a recluse. He doesn't really like to do that kind of stuff.
He's like sitting there with
We the always guy. Had the friendship, like, him
Patrick and I. Holmes
Maybe
making a cameo.
You.
Maybe. Yeah. That's possible too.
Maybe he's out there looking at my five-star review I'm looking
You're right.
at.
You're right. You are right.
Now
Maybe
you
he is
too
avoiding.
Will know the pain of Jason abandoning you as a friend.
No, he just emails me every now and then, and he tells me all these movies that he watches, so I was like...
Oh, it's back.
The cat's right in front of the...
Touch is too hot for
There
Facebook.
Are people making comments that I cannot read from this far away, so whatever you're saying...
I think he likes the cat, though.
Is Tachikoma getting lots of love?
Brian, oh, it's Giles, he's watching, he said, Tachikoma...
So, Woody Allen sort of back in the news.
Is
he? Well, he was going to put out a memoir, and then they canceled it because he's a rapist pedophile. Arif and I, we talked about this before. I think that you don't believe the allegations. Are you still there?
Huh?
Woody Allen stuff. I think like when it a couple of years ago we talked about the.
Sorry.
Not the Sun Yin, but the other daughter molestation thing that...
Really? This is going to get me canceled now? My opinion about this?
John's just got the interview.
Oh my god. First my movie. Can we just talk about... Can you just make fun of me
reviewing
movies?
I thought we were doing gloves off, internet only.
No. I'm just taking off my jacket.
Jacket's off too.
I
think when we talked about it, I was with you, and like I think you sent me an article or something, and I was kind of like, yeah,
oh, is that
it's
thing
just,
that,
who
was it?
Dylan Farrow.
The other, yeah, Dylan Farrow.
Moses Farrow was the one who had a different story about what happened. So.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, they're saying the, what's the name of the daughter that he allegedly molested?
Shit. What's her name? Dylan Moses. Ronan? Dylan Moses.
Ronan's...
Dylan Farrow is the... Dylan Farrow is the daughter, I think. And okay. Ronan Farrow is the...
Yeah, I think a few years ago, what he sent me, they were just kind of playing up the angle of just pissed off Mia Farrow, kind of brainwashed the daughter into believing this kind of story, but it just didn't make any sense because there was a bunch of there was constant whatever article you sent me there, like there was somebody else that there was many kids in the house,
yeah,
and the argument was kind of like this couldn't have happened with like all of these people in the house coming and going all the time, like it would be impossible to keep that a secret.
Yeah.
I listened to the Ronan Farrow interview on Marin a couple weeks ago, and he kind of went into it, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it anymore. But I don't know if like it's the same thing with all of those people. Like I still don't really. I can still watch the movies. Like even if the worst of the stories are true, I don't know.
I don't think it's just super cut and dry, right? Like there's a lot more to that situation. Obviously, you got two different stories coming in about it. Like.
Yeah. Well, he either did or he didn't. I don't think there's any halfway molestations.
Attempted molestation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's what
know.
My uncle did. He tried to molest me, and then I just leaned into it. You know
just
what I mean?
Alpha him.
Yeah.
You just open your mouth wide, and he's
that's
like,
"That's right." I'm not.
I don't want this.
I don't like you leaning into it this much. You know.
You're like, please, Unky, please.
I fuck it up.
So yeah.
I just stuck my face up.
Oh.
Right here, just pointed at my chin.
What?
I think the Ronin, for one of the points he made, was he said that...
That's how he picked me up. I was walking by the construction site.
Your uncle is catcalling.
Yeah,
he doesn't call. Even work there.
I was on a
Give
little...
Give us back our head.
I was on my little tricycle, and that's how he was like...
you are not allowed to be here. Please leave this construction site.
Yeah. And then I looked at him, and I went, uh-oh! And that was the end of that. Oh, man. And then the rest of my childhood was a...
What does that sound?
Car crash.
Okay. Why is it skid for like a full 3 seconds?
It's unnecessary. She should have gone straight into the car crash. Well... But... Yeah, sorry, John. I was... I just interrupted.
That was a really good impression.
The Ronan Farrow angle on it, at least they didn't talk about it a whole lot on Marin, was basically like, I think they just found out that he was molesting the other daughter, and then he all of a sudden decided to come out with like the Sun Yi thing as a distraction, I guess. It was obviously happening, but like, oh shit, it's going to come out that I molested my daughter. Let's cover that up by I'm going to get married to her. My ex-wife's adopted daughter who was underage. I don't know.
Now, that one's potentially more creepy if you look into it, because you could make an argument for grooming, I think.
I mean, that would...
Yeah,
not to downplay molestation of children or anything, but I mean, like...
She's also a 40-year-old. She's like a 40-something-plus-year-old woman, man. She can sort of make up her own mind about it.
She can now, but yeah. I don't know. And when I first, like, as a kid, when you hear about the Sun Yi thing, you thought that it was, like, Woody Allen's adopted daughter, but it was Mia Farrow's. They're all in the same house, though. It's still creepy.
Yeah, the whole situation is kind of...
Yeah, well, it's the same, I just heard this week, Mary Kay Letourneau, the one that that fucked her student, like, in the 90s when we were in high school. That was, like, one of the first big news stories where the attractive, like, female teacher having a sexual relationship with one of her students, and, like, she went to jail for a while, and they stayed together. I think they just got divorced, like, last week.
I guess love isn't real.
You ever watch that show?
What show?
What's that show? On Netflix?
Love Isn't Real? I don't know.
Oh, that Love is Blind or whatever?
Was that what it's called?
That reality show?
I was thinking about watching that, and I'm watching Goop, you know, just, like, really... You know, really going through the shimmer.
You just really embrace it.
I don't know. I feel like I should do something different.
Like that's gonna end with you hanging yourself.
I don't know. I think we should review.
My friend
Goop.
Cindy was telling me about that Goop? Love is Blind.
Oh, lovely.
Show.
What
on,
is it
on Friday? I think it's. I haven't seen it. I think it's like blind dates. Only like both people are in like separate pods. And they have, like, a date and interact with each other, but they can't see each other until, like, the end when they both say that they love each other, and then it's, like,
John, we should
reveal.
Definitely, we should review that show. We should watch 2 episodes. Let's just see how many episodes that we can sit through.
I don't know. We already did dating her.
I know. That's the reason why.
Those episodes got lots of hits.
Yeah. We should do...
If you want me and RF to watch Love is Blind and talk about it on the radio, hit us up in those comments.
It'll be really horrible.
Stop trying to horn in on her.
No, of course Brian will come. Obviously, yeah, no, obviously.
Brian's
obviously,
the sidekick. So
obviously, Brian will be there. Yeah. But I will bring all kinds of horrible, you know, just horrible pretentiousness to this whole
when we watched Dating Around, I actually liked it more than I thought that I would.
I thought you hated it.
Well, like, I start, like, the first episode was exactly what I thought it was going to be, and it was stupid. But, like, just the different combos of people was intriguing. Especially, like, the old people.
The old people was interesting. But then there were some that were just both people were horrible. Like, the lady she had, she got up and left. There was a firefighter that she was talking to, and she had an arm tattoo, and he's like, oh, you like crunchy salad? I'll give you something to crunch on or munch on or something like that. Do you remember that?
What does that even mean?
I remember that.
He had, like, flames on his shirt that he was wearing.
Oh, yeah, that guy. That, yeah, he kept making fuck jokes, and yeah, she just got up and left in the middle of the date.
Yeah.
What was the lady that kept making the same terrible joke, like, over and over
That was again? The old couple.
Yeah. What was the joke?
Something about the frog? Something about a frog dying or something like that? I don't know, Mom.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway.
Go back into the archives and listen to Dating Around, Part 1 and 2.
I can really fucking sell
Arif and John.
Something about a frog.
Yeah. I don't know anything about what that online dating world is or anything. You know, I feel like coming off my high tower and just seeing what the plebs, you know, what in the gutter are.
I have never done any kind of real dating. Like, the handful of women that I've been with are just people that I've been friends with that kind of turned into a thing.
I usually, like, beat them over the head, you know, like a caveman, and then just drag them into my South End apartment.
Have you guys done much, like, actual, like, do you want to go on a date with me type stuff?
Actually, no. Not really.
Me? Well,
I don't think I've gone on a date with somebody who wasn't already my girlfriend.
What do you mean? I've had dates, but...
Like, I've never gone on, like, a date as, like, an explicit, like, testing out the waters of a romantic relationship. I just kind of end up with somebody that I'm already friends with. Yeah. No, not really. Just, well...
He hasn't had a date that didn't start with a note that says, "Do you like me?" Yeah.
I mean,
but, like, I've never been like, "Hey, do you want to get a coffee sometime?" And we hang out, and then that blossoms into something. That's never really happened. It's mostly just somebody that I'm, like, in contact with already, at least either, like, within the friend group or, like, somebody that I worked with or something like that.
That's you're usual... like Babe Ruth playing baseball. You just point at the bleachers.
And then that just blossoms into her coming home with him and watching him play, like, Switch.
Yeah, I'm just walking down the street and I see a lady and I'm like, I pull a scorpion and I'm like, "Get over here!" And she's mine.
Then she pulls a Sub-Zero and she just freezes you out.
Yeah, and she uppercuts me into a million pieces.
Just Kano's your heart right out of your chest.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I took one look at you and went...
I was kind of hoping there's a button on there that'd just be like, "Okay."
Oh, wait.
Yeah, sure. What in the fuck is that?
John
having sex.
That sounds like John coming.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
May came over to my grandmother's...
Oil can!
May came over to my grandmother's trailer to watch Hellraiser 2, and my Nana could tell by the way that she was looking at me that something was going on. Looking at me like a plate of nachos.
I love nachos.
And I was completely oblivious.
Were there any actual nachos?
No. There was such sights to show you.
That's a Hellraiser reference, Brad?
That's
it took me a second because he wasn't wearing the t-shirt.
That's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
No, that's John coming.
Yeah, I like to do it from on top of a tall building.
He's on the top buckle.
Yeah. He's just standing on top of his bucket.
She just goes on the ground.
And then he just blasts one off. And then it arcs right into... Damn, dude. That's pretty cool. No, I don't know... I don't know anything about the modern dating... thing.
Oh, it's all a goddamn mess.
May, have you ever, did somebody ask you to go on a date that you weren't,
but
like...
it was always a trick.
Yeah, and she put out every single time.
I did.
Oh, wait, what do I got? Pussy!
It was always a trick.
Is it really a trick? Isn't the implication, like, "I want to go on a date with you" is "I will fuck you if you let me"? What's the other implication? Unless it was like a let's just hang out as dudes.
The worst time was a guy was taking me to see It must have been the first Spider-Man movie.
Classic
and
movie.
Then
classic.
I don't know if the mic's picking me up.
That's the upside down kiss.
That's
one.
That's not a terrible thing. When he picked me up, he was like, oh, I just got to go back to my parents' house for a bit. So we went back to his parents' house. And he's like, oh, Star Trek Next Generation's on. Let's watch it. So then we had sex, and then he was
during
like,
Star Trek.
Yeah, obviously. Oh
my God. Just Picard
then,
and chilled.
Yeah. So then,
it was a little like Earl Grey tea hot.
So then he was like, "Oh, I don't really feel that good. I'm just gonna drop you off at your house, like immediately after."
I don't really.
So
feel
we didn't
that
go
good.
To the
he
movies.
Doesn't really feel that good.
I guess not. Damn. So I could, yeah. I'm not even worth a ticket to Spider-Man.
What a bastard.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. And I worked with him at the time, and then I pretty much had to quit my job because he told all the teens that we worked with.
Jesus.
Did you ever eventually see Spider-Man?
No, go
ahead. Yeah, I did, yeah. I did get to see Spider-Man.
How was it?
It was good.
Did you cry that you never got to upside down kiss that boy?
No, I didn't. I think he's married to a surgeon now.
So
no,
he
no
won.
Joke.
All right, great.
And he had frosted tips like way after he shouldn't have. Like, I ran into him about 3 years ago and he had frosted tips.
Oh my God.
No.
So yeah. How big was the barbed wire tattoo on his arm?
Oof. No, he had little chicken arms. He,
he's still in a barbed wire
the needle
tattoo.
Would have gone right through his arm.
I like now like any sort of person that I've met on the, you know, through shows or whatever, I always like they just come face to face with my personality over Messenger, and I always bomb over text message. It's never, yeah. I always fucking eat
yeah, well,
shit.
Yeah, just
I don't
keep,
that
keep,
for
keep it short.
100%.
Use the messenger to make plans, not to have a conversation. Is what I would do if
well,
I was ever in the position to.
I don't, you know, I was like, hey, you know, I'll say a funny thing, and then I say another funny thing. I think what it's funny, and then it just comes off cunty, and then it just goes, you know, and they're like, what the fuck was that? And then, you know, usually never hear back. I was like, oh, you know, I can't, you know, I just get the, what's that phrase, what's it called? Left on scene, is that what it's called? I got left on scene.
Restraining order.
Restraining order.
I usually just sign a lease immediately in the friend zone, just hope I can work my way up from there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always usually just like one pervert joke or racist joke away from sort of losing it over.
You should know better someone than to try to joke with somebody over Messenger.
I only have jokes. I don't have actual anything besides
that's
jokes. Like, I don't have personality. I don't have the money.
You heard it here first.
It's just, here it is. Where do you want to meet face to face so that
that just sounds
you just need to find someone who loves racism as much as you.
I feel like that kind of thing is going to end up on some sort of Medium article, you know what I mean, with just screen
caps.
Can
you believe this guy who asked me if I wanted to go out to coffee instead of
I don't know
bombing through text message jokes?
I
what
feel
a monster.
Yeah. Local racist tech support work.
I think the more conversation that you have is more likely to get screenshotted. You got to keep it like short and sweet and just make. I don't know why I'm trying to give you advice. I don't know what I'm talking about.
What's this?
That's a modem.
It's a fax machine.
But why do they have that as a sound effect?
You know, just in case.
You're thinking, like,
oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah, that sounds a little like John's brain. Actually.
That is perfect, actually.
It's trying
that
to make
makes
a connection.
100% sense. And then this is just a music.
that sounds like my brain, actually.
That's the end. But yeah, I think like watching a dating. I don't know whether that's even indicative of how people date now. I have no idea what that is. It seems. Like, people's stories about it are all garbage. Like, Tinder's a horrible place, but it seems everyone's on it.
Yeah,
I had
my brief dalliance with Tinder, and the messaging back and forth never really panned out.
Yeah.
I'm not good at
but
it.
But everyone seems to be, like, that's the place where they do it. And I was like, I don't even know how people manage to do it, because, like, I bomb all of the time. So I don't know other people.
That's racist.
But yeah, the handful of times where I've gotten into a good back and forth on Tinder, and then it's like, oh, by the way, I'm in a relationship. I hope that's okay. The end.
I know that.
Like, I guess I'm not good at Tinder then.
I recently found out that if you like, if someone's messaged you and you come back with a message that's longer than what they messaged you initially, that's bad. That you should never do that. Because I've been doing that the whole time.
So the whole conversation needs to progressively get smaller and smaller? Like, what if they start out with hi? You have to come up with, like,
No, you gotta be, like, equal length.
You just send an emoji of a guy shrugging.
Well, it's all jit. Like, I don't know who the hell. I'm getting my information from blog posts, so I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So, you know,
if somebody sends, like, a sentence and then you send something that, so, like, requires multiple scrolls.
I thought you saw, like, an ad for, like, how to talk to hot girls in one of your porn up videos.
Yeah, that's what I looked up. That's what I looked up. How to talk to chicks.
Yeah, just, like, one of those videos that's like, I can bang one of these girls every night and I don't even have to take them to dinner.
Oh, so classic. So someone's like, oh, hey, it was good to see you. You had a good set. I was like, oh, yeah, no, thanks. It was good to see you too. And then, you know, I say something about the set. You know, I was like, oh, you know, I don't really think that about women. You know, I'm just happy that they let you out of the kitchen. I didn't mean that.
What is the best pickup line?
I'm sure they assume that.
Something tells me just going up to the person, shaking their hand, and giving them your name would work well.
What?
Can you read that? What?
Something tells me just going up to the person, shaking their hand, and giving them your name would work well.
What is this?
You probably shouldn't shake their hand right now. I just asked what a good pickup line would be.
This is what Bixby told me.
Just elbow bump. That's
yeah, no shaking hands. That is...
we can do namaste now, man.
That is a macro aggression.
You guys have to culturally appropriate. You have to do the namaste.
I did a hot yoga on Sunday and did a namaste at the end.
I feel like if I said namaste more, I'd probably be
I don't say
more.
Namaste out loud.
You have to do it now because you can't shake hands. You can't do anything. I'm going to do Huga Fire now next time I see you. Huga Flame.
Yoga Flame. Yeah.
I feel like of all the things that have been canceled because of the coronavirus, the room full of people doing hot yoga of moisture and exhaling should probably not have happened.
Yeah, probably not.
Was anyone coughing in your hot yoga class?
No.
Yeah, you gotta stop that.
If somebody started coughing, people probably would have.
Are we doing
they
a
would
bad?
Have go, they would have gone full white lady rage.
Probably. Are we doing a bad thing by doing this, like talking to each other like this?
No worse than me throwing a housewarming party during the beginning of the crisis.
Yeah, I got in trouble for going to your house.
Oh, you got in trouble?
Yeah.
Who got you in trouble?
Not for the network. They were like, you went out?
So you started touching everyone's face.
But
right?
It's like, what is it? What is it? 20 people, right? 20 people or
well, more? Like, it was like events with more than 250 people, but it seems to have gotten more strict over the weekend.
Well, there's cases here now. What changed over the weekend, so who knows.
Yeah, so we're coming up on the hour. I assume nobody has anything to plug because the world's been canceled.
I actually do.
What are you? Where are you going?
I managed to eke something out. Darren Frost is coming to Fredericton, and I'm doing the feature spot on that show.
Nice.
That's if he doesn't get canceled.
Exactly his laugh.
So, according to Facebook, the Derek Sagan show at Punchlines on April 3rd and 4th is still happening, but we'll see. anyway, that's... I think that's a wrap. Do we have any final words, gentlemen?
Listen to Four Story Walk Up on Podbean and on Spotify or iTunes, wherever you may download podcasts.
And St. John Forward Radio is usually on local FM on Monday nights at 9 o'clock. You people are getting a special Facebook treat tonight. But all the back episodes, johnforward.podbean.com and all that stuff. I'll put some links to stuff in the show notes on the podcast.
Did you record the video? Or is it just Facebook?
I think I can probably download that video from Facebook and meld the two things together. So we've come full circle to talk about the production. So that's
probably
a good place to end.
It's important.
Congratulations.
What a well-oiled machine this was.
I wonder if